Hello, Triratna around the world. This is Sangadhara, and I'm sitting in the field of our land, the Triratna land in Bodh Gaya. It's the last day of the order retreat happening in the background. And I'm sitting with four pilgrims from Sheffield. Their names are
Mokshatara, Isabel,
Martin, Ariadasa.
But I haven't been on pilgrimage, so I'm just going to ask these guys to tell me and the whole world about your experience. Say, you, Martin, tell me, how long you've been travelling and where have you been?
We've been travelling for 3 weeks. We flew into Mumbai. From Mumbai, we made a stop to see the wonderful detail at the Ajanta Caves. And then we went to Nagpur, where we saw all of what Triratna is doing in India at the moment. So we got to see the Nagaloka Institute, the hostels that are being set up. And it's really fantastic to see what the Indian side of the movement is bringing into being. And from there, we started to journey into historical world of the Buddha. First, we had a retreat at Bordaran to get our minds into the right place. And then we travelled to Shravasti, where the Buddha spent a number of his rainy seasons. We went to Kushinagar, which was the site of his Parinirvana. From there on to Sarnath, where he first taught the Dharma and set the wheel of the Dharma in motion, finishing at the seat of enlightenment, Bodh Gaya, where we are now.
Amazing. And how many of you been travelling together?
There's been 20 of us from Sheffield. That's including Maitradasa, who's been one of the main organisers of the trip, along with Manadama and his colleague Anupam.
And are you all from Sheffield?
We're all from Sheffield, yeah. And we're all mitras in the Sheffield Sangha. And we've done a lot of devotional practice as we've gone around the site. So it's been a real spiritual journey.
Is this been the first time in India for any of you?
Yeah. For me, first time in India.
How has it been like? What are your impressions?
Well, it's a big question. My first impressions is that it's chaos. India is extremely chaotic. But the more I'm here, I do see some patterns and rhythms. Difficult to get used to start with.
And from the pilgrimage, do you have any particular highlights?
I think the highlights for me have been visiting historical places from Triratna. So we visited the park in Nagpur where Bante gave a talk on the eve of Ambedkar's death to the ex-untouchables, to rise them up and remind them about Dr. Ambedkar's vision and say that it's still alive in them. And we had a reading from Jayagupta, who was with us on pilgrimage, from his memoirs about what that was like. He was standing on top of a rickshaw with and it was the same sort of day, so I really got a sense actually of the history of Sangharakshita. And we also visited both sites where he received his lower and then higher ordination.
Any highlights from you? What has surprised you, or what have you learned from the pilgrimage?
I think being a relatively new mitra and coming here, especially visiting Nagpur and Nagaloka, I think it's been so nice to connect with fellow mitras and other order members in India. And like, it's very inspiring, like seeing people being trained up in Nagaloka, and they've got so much energy, and like actually hearing that it's actually quite difficult for them to practice Buddhism in where they're from, and all the other kind of difficulties they face. And I think that's made me really appreciative of how it is in England, and but also just having that tie with people and being able to I guess you have the same kind of aspirations and values, but just in you have a different context to practice in. So that's been really good. And just, yeah, I guess what Ariadasa was saying about connecting a bit more with places, with Sangharakshita, but also where the Buddha walked, and just having that experience visiting, Mahabodhi Temple and Bodhi Tree and all of these things that really have, I feel quite inspired by everything and how much it's interrelated with activism in India and how they how people from Triratna engage with people here. That's been, I think, something really special that I'll take away.
So while we're kind of exploring pilgrimage, if someone would be thinking about maybe doing a pilgrimage, what would you tell them? Should they do it and why, based on your very fresh experience of it, being at the end of it?
I definitely recommend doing a pilgrimage. This was the second time I've been around the pilgrimage sites, and the first time I felt much closer to the Buddha and his teachings, hearing the Pali canon read out in the places where those stories are based was really powerful. So yeah, kind of ongoing closer relationship to the Buddha by coming on pilgrimage. I think I'd really recommend coming with people you know if you can, so getting a bunch of you together, because it's also very strong experience to do as Sangha, so you get a lot closer to each other through having the pilgrimage experience together. So if you do have anybody that you know who's keen to do it with you, then I'd say try and do it in a little group of people that you know, maybe. And I can't imagine doing it without a guide. So Manadhamma's been amazing. He's so knowledgeable and very modest, but very able to organise things for you within a system that Aridasa has said seems quite chaotic. So to have an Indian order member with you and Anupam, who's Mitra training for ordination, it's an experience of Sangha with the Indian Sangha, and I'd really recommend seeing if there's like maybe Manadhamma, or I think there are other Indian order members or people within Triratna who can guide you through the tour.
I think also you might need to bring with you a bit of patience and a sense of humour, because it's really, as Arida was saying, it's quite chaotic but also really magical, and like I think just embracing that a little bit and the noise and everything. And we had a really great puja this morning, and it was just about accepting everything that was around me and just letting everything sink in. It's probably the loudest meditation and loudest pujas I've ever done on India, but I think there's something really lovely about that as well. So yeah, a bit of sense of humour and taking it lightly.
Going with the flow.
Yeah.
And there is a flow, it's just not so obvious where it's going.
Definitely recommend going, because it's just a completely unexpected experience. And when you hear the stories and it says, oh, that's what I heard, the Buddha's at Shravasti, to actually get there and have an idea of what trees you may have been looking at, what the grass and the light was like, there's a certain golden quality to Indian light which just really transforms everything for me. But I think an important thing is to not have expectations. You might think, when I get to this site, I'm going to be magically transformed because the Buddha did this here. Something I've noticed is that every one of us has responded to something very different. So our friend Sarah, when she got to Sarnath, there were points when she was quite visibly trembling, and sort of like there was tears and joy at just being there. There was something about that site which moved her incredibly deeply, whereas personally I didn't feel that much connection to the site. For me it was more the seat of enlightenment, the Mahabodhi temple, that really lifted me up. Try not to hold on to anything, just be receptive to what comes out for you.
Talking about images, does any of you have got an image that for you or you'll take with you, like a scene or a place?
For me, what just popped into my mind was the stupa. So we've seen a lot of stupas, and just something so simple as the Buddha being asked how he wants to be remembered after he's died, and turning his begging bowl upside down. But it connects me with the fact that the Buddha walked the earth, you know, that an historical figure in sort of time and space as well as outside of time and space. And there's so many stupas that we've visited, so many stupas in India, but just from that simple act. And also brings to mind renunciation as well, of freely moving from place to place and his only possessions. So yeah, stupas of so I knew all about, you know, the different levels of refinement, and you know, I did all my mitra study homework, but it's something just to see so many and so big, so impressive, so old. Yeah, so stupa for me.
Like I think Martin said, we've been to the Ajanta Caves this time, which I hadn't been to before, and we went to Sanchi, which is another ancient site that I'd not been to before, and the artwork, and there is a lot of stupas at Sanchi, and the Ajanta Caves are a very big complex of many caves that people have chipped into the rock to form. So they're not natural caves, they're man-made, and there's incredible artwork inside, painting and also carvings, and one really large stupa. And just to think of the work and the devotion that went into making those in ancient times, it's just mind-blowing, really. So to have gone to those places where I'd not been before, and to really not know very much about those places until I went, and then to come away thinking, wow, there's just so much devotion that people living through the ages have put towards their Buddhist path. That was very impressive and unexpected for me.
It's not necessarily a Buddhist image, but it's just when visiting places like a girls' hostel in Nagpur and the Buddhist centre there, just the faces of people like being so happy and so welcoming to us. We felt like we didn't do anything, but just being there, and like the fact that there is a presence of Buddhism in the so-called West, like it just, I think for them, was so important, and I didn't realise how important it was until we met them, and they, yeah, I think I was a bit overwhelmed by that, and just how happy they were. So that the faces of fellow Buddhists.
We went to a Buddhist centre as well, didn't we? In Nagpur, Mahendra Nagar, where Tej Dharma works and is based, and we got a really big welcome there, didn't we? It was really touching.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you guys for sharing some of your experience.
Thank you.
Yes. Sadhu. Thanks, Sangadara.
Enjoy your journey back home.
Thank you.
Bye, world.
Hi there, this is Chandradasa from the Buddhist Centre online team. We really love bringing you these Dharma stories from around the world. So if you enjoyed this episode, please help us by taking a moment to rate the podcast in iTunes or in your favourite podcast app. There are so many podcasts out there these days, it really does help people find us. Thanks very much.